Jerry's on the phone. Hello, Jerry.
Oh, hi.
What's your question?
Actually, it's very interesting. We had some friends round on Friday, and they brought us for a dinner. They brought us a bottle of pink carver, which we'd never had before. Anyway, we had the meal and we drank it, and we didn't finish it because they were driving home. And we said, oh, well, I don't know, we better stop a bit of paper down to stop. No, they said, hang on, say, try putting a spoon in a teaspoon. What do you mean? So we did. We put a teaspoon in. They assured us it would be all right the following day and after that. Anyway, on Saturday, the day after, we thought we'd try it with some lunch, and the half bottle, empty bottle, was there with the teaspoon, and we took the teaspoon out, poured a glass of it, and it fizzed up like nothing on earth. And I thought, goodness me, how did that happen? Why didn't the bubbles escape with all that space around the teaspoon?
So your view is that if you put a teaspoon in the neck of a bottle of champagne, it will keep it fizzy for longer. That's your view?
Well, it certainly seems to have happened with us overnight on Friday. Yeah, sure. Why should it happen? Why didn't the bubbles get away and say, hooray, we're free?
What is the consensus of everyone here at the Naked Scientists? Helen, have you tried this trick?
I haven't tried it, though, although I have been known to have a bit of champagne in my time. I think
I
don't have any left next day to do it with, I think. That's the problem.
Do you think, have you tried it?
I certainly haven't tried it. I can't say I like champagne.
No, I mean, there's no evidence, unfortunately, Jerry, that this actually works. The bottom line is the reason there is fizz in the champagne is because the champagne was turned into wine, in other words, had alcohol in it because there was yeast, which converted sugars in the original grape juice into alcohol, because when you ferment something, you grow it with yeast in the absence of air, the yeast produces alcohol as a byproduct of survival. And yeah. It also produces CO2 as that other byproduct. And if you put a cork in the bottle and pressurise the liquid, the CO2 can't escape, and therefore it dissolves in the liquid and you get a fizzy beverage. And to increase the fizziness of champagne, what they will sometimes do is to add additional sugar after the primary fermentation, and that encourages it to make even more fizz. If you take the cork off of a bottle of champagne or a fizzy drink, you take the cap off, what you're now doing is exposing the gas which is dissolved in the liquid to atmospheric pressure, and this means that there's now no pressure to hold the gas in solution, and it will gently and progressively come out. And when you pour a glass of fizzy drink, you'll see the bubbles are rising from one point or a number of points on the glass, and they stream upwards. That's because there are irregularities or rough points on the surface of the glass. But there's no reason why a spoon in the neck of the bottle should make any difference, because the bottle is open to the air, and therefore the air above the liquid is at atmospheric pressure, and therefore the gas will move from an area of high concentration in the liquid to the lower concentration, lower pressure in the air. And therefore, I think this is a myth. And you'd have to do a proper experiment and take several bottles of champagne and open them and put no spoon in them, and simultaneously do the same thing with bottles of champagne with spoons in the neck, and then have some objective measure of how much fizziness was in there. And I think you'd find it wouldn't make a difference. Would you agree, Dave?
Yeah, I found actually on the internet someone who has done this experiment, and the spoon makes no difference at all. I think the important thing is putting it in the fridge, which makes a liquid a lot colder, and the colder a liquid is, the more gas it can hold.
Yeah.
So, and I think it will just lose its fizz a lot slower than you'd expect when it's in the fridge, especially if it's in a very clean bottle.
There you go, myth busted. Sorry about that, Jerry.
Such a disappointment.
Never mind, but drink the champagne up. I mean, that's the key thing, isn't it?
Oh, sure, we'll next time. Oh, thanks very much for
You're
that.
You're welcome.